you define three pillars of your engagement. No?
Yeah, it's we talked a bit about the sound installations already.
Yeah.
The second thing is the second pillar are electroacoustic compositions I do, also on field recordings, and the third pillar is I do improvisations on the field recordings I have. So it's live performances with the laptop, but still as the sound source, only my own field recordings.
So this covers actually the whole field of your existence, so to speak. Right?
Yeah.
The social part, the stable part, then your private work when you do electroacoustic with your inner ideas and you go out.
Yeah, right.
Nature to get.
Yeah, I mean, in these three pillars, which is always not enough mentioned, is really what you say. You go out and do all these recordings, and you're out in nature or in culture or in just environment in different styles and record and listen very carefully. And this is very interesting part of the work. I mean, on the one hand, you have to be totally silent, which means you try to vanish yourself, your ego, out of the recording. And on the other hand, you very often, or I at least find it very often, to recognize that the environment is quite perfect in performing sound. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm still bit, I think it's more a question of belief, if you would say it's a composition. Maybe if you believe in a God, you would say it's a composition, or if you don't believe in a God, you would say they're all together quite good in improvisation. But in the end, it's very often when I'm outside, it's like contemporary music. Something's happening, and on the other edge of listening, something's happening and fits very well without that these people, sound sources, animals, whatever is recognizing this. And yeah.
And you like to travel?
A lot, yeah.
And this also has to do, man, with field recordings. Now it draws you somehow out, and you have to be quiet, as you say, so you are more open to what is going on around, now also on this
yeah.
level, and visual.
Yeah, yeah.
You were in Armenia.
Yeah, right now I'm on the travel back home, actually, from Armenia to Germany. I had been on an artist residency for 3 months in Armenia and took the opportunity to travel there overland, and now travel overland back home.
Which slowly, ne?
Slowly, yeah. So it's like 7 weeks each travel.
Like going by feet, almost.
Yeah, if you're quite fast walking, maybe. Yeah, quite slowly, because I on the one hand, I want to meet people and institutions like I do here, and not only meet for, you know, coming in on that evening of the performance and going out on the next morning. This I don't like that much, because you don't get really connected, and I like more all these different energies and ideas, actually, because if you travel to many countries, you recognize that there are always people setting up special spaces, special institutions, and running it, but everyone is doing it quite differently, and I like this very much. And on the other hand, I need my time in the cities to make my recordings or in the surroundings, and I'm very keen on recognizing the slowly change of mentality and culture from one country to another, or in one country if
but
it's
you
quite
return
deep.
Then to, or just when you go through the countries, then you measure with your ear and eyes how the landscape is changing, right? The
yeah.
landscape, the social landscape.
Yeah, yeah.
And you observe this, that this is gradual change?
Yeah, it actually is. I mean, in most places, for sure there can be harder changes, like if you come to a country with a totally different religion,
mm-hmm.
like if you come from Bulgaria to Turkey. But already in South Bulgaria you have mosques, and so it's always an influence is everywhere already, and you have in Istanbul for sure you have a lot of churches still, but normally it's or everywhere it's a small change, smaller changes. So, for example, when I started my travel back home in Germany, the first destination was Prague, and when you come to Prague, it's not totally different from German towns, but you already have a change a bit in culture. You for sure have a totally different language and everything, and so it's. And you go on from Czech Republic to Slovakia to Hungary, and every time a bit is changing, but you end up in Armenia, and everything is totally different from Germany, but it's still not that different from Georgia or whatever. And so this is, I think we are quite more connected than we can realize when we just travel by planes.
And you found a very lively scene in Erevan, in Armenia, which is very fascinating to me. I'm still like doing it not from the public budget, but doing it without the public budget because of their interest. You said there were about 120 people present at events of radical stuff.
Yeah, we did some concerts for example of electroacoustic improvisation with live processing and my field recordings and stuff like this, and concerts or performances that don't happen very often there, or in this manner maybe didn't happen, I cannot say for sure. And which usually in many places in our countries you have 10 to 20 people coming, and there were like 120 people coming and staying, which was very, very interesting. And the art scene is very, very lively because, yeah, as you said, they don't have any support, but they really want to do it. They don't see it like maybe you do art or not if you make the choice, because it's already hard enough to earn money for the everyday life, and a lot of things in the infrastructure in Armenia are totally lacking, and people are rebuilding slowly this country, but if you then start things, it's really your choice. And one example is some poets I met, they set up a homepage for Armenian writers, and they set up not only for poets, but for, you know, writing every kind of stuff you want to write. And everyone can publish there without any censorship, because publishing in Armenian language is quite difficult because it's a very small amount of people can receiving it. And so more and more people stick on writing in Russian if they want recognition, but they said no, it's our language. And they even made an award every 3 months. They do a random award, so they put all the names who put it up, and then they just get it out and one gets a book or whatever. And because they're out of all this, you know, competition stuff, and they just want to give space because they don't have, and it's a lot of effort for them to run this web page and everything, but they do it for 1 year now, and I think it will be quite long. And or on the other hand, they build spaces to educate kids in art terms, and even if they don't have any funding, any opportunities for getting material, they just build everything themselves, and they're on a very high level in educated in art theories and everything. So this is, I was surprised myself, and positively surprised.
Yeah, but I think that these things happen on their own if there is no other possibility. In the long term, they don't survive. This is what I think. They must be somehow accepted as an effort which has to do with the local situation. Like on this symbolic level, it has to have some national symbolic acknowledgement. I also I'm thinking a lot about this graduality and how, for instance, cynicism is spread from some center of the world. I don't know which is that, but it's West. More and more West in concentric circles, and getting to new countries, then killing there, or maybe as a virus, poisoning situation, and somehow also these positive aspects, they don't survive if they don't have their own local recognition. Like exchange of this basic energy, yes, I like it, I understand that it is important, and so on. But on the other hand, you were also going there on your own financial means, no?
Yeah, actually, on the money of my bank, and I will have to pay it back. I didn't get any funding for it. I applied a bit, but I'm always. This is what my personal view. I'm a bit between everything, so I'm not a traditional musician, and I'm not a painter, and so I'm not a traditional artist, and something like this. And so I think it's not so easy, even if I'm working on. But I financed this whole travel on my own. Yeah.
So maybe you're, on one hand, the prototype of, for instance, local Slovene future, working on with some, you were doing social job, I don't know what you will be doing now, and you also don't know it. And like the far Armenia is maybe still not this cynical situation. So, because here in Slovenia, without public funding, I'm still not decided what I would do. It's not clear. I would do something because, like, I am artist, and this is not just a job. It's something which I decided for. And I would do public things. Just I don't know what is viable for my personal economy. I would have to also do some real job. And I do it, actually. So, I think that we spent almost 1 hour, 45...
36 minutes.
36, no, but we will also listen to some music, which you will give me. So, in case you have something to complete, what you would like to add...
Definitely I want to thank, because I was very curious. I mean, when I got in contact with Bosjan on internet, which nowadays makes things quite easy, but still you don't know what you really expect, will find, and what you expect. And for sure I want to thank for that you cared for me so good here. But I what I also want to say is, like, how much I appreciate the way you run your space here, and what you set up, and that you really do your own thing, not in any terms of what society expects or not.
No, it's not so autistic.
No, not I don't mean autistic.
Introduced, it wants to become part of possibilities.
I didn't mean that you just stick on your own. What I mean is that you want to do your thing and bring it out, and not to try to bring something out which you change so much that many people approach it and like it, but you're sticking with your own concepts and want to bring them out. This is what I really appreciate. And I think yesterday it worked quite well already.
On Friday.
Yeah. In this case, on
Two
Friday.
2 days before yesterday.
Right. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Markus. I hope you come again.
Thanks.